The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Yesterday we discussed the Din Torah about a moysid that let a Rebbe go because the shear fell apart. And we discussed the halachis of whether or not a job is assumed to be forever, whether Rebbe has a chazakah on his job because of the fact, because of what Taisus says over here, that a Rosh Hashiva is assumed to be able to get his job back as soon as the oinus passes. There's another few reasons in this case why the Rebbe should be entitled to his job. Like we said yesterday, the Rosh HaMoysid stopped the Rebbe from getting another job. He said Lashon Hara about him. Or he didn't say, I don't know if he actually said Lashon Hara, but he said things which indicated to the other Rosh HaMoysid that there were serious issues with this Rebbe, and that's why he and there was friction and it didn't work out, and that's why the Rebbe was let go. So there's one halacha in Shulchan Aruch that Beis Din cancels people for itzas shemra. If somebody's moitzi shemra and somebody says things which are not true and causes somebody else embarrassment or harm, the halacha is that Beis Din will cancel. Beis Din will impose a penalty on that person, even though b'zman hazeh, after the end of smicha, there's no concept of knosos. Generally, Beis Din doesn't have the right and the authority to impose knosos on the tzibur. But that's the Torah's guidelines of knosos. But if Beis Din sees a need, Beis Din has the ability to impose knosos if they want to. So the question was whether in this case, does this situation warrant a knas on the Rosh HaMoysid for ruining the Rebbe's chances of getting another job? But when the Rosh HaMoysid was challenged in Beis Din why he did this, he did not have a good answer at all. And the question is whether this knas would apply in this situation. So one could think that it would apply. However, I heard a svara from asking around with the other dayanim. It seemed that there may be a svara to differentiate between the case of the Rama and our case, which would be that in the case of the Rama, we're talking about a case where somebody who's moitzi shemra and caused another person embarrassment. When you cause somebody embarrassment, perhaps in that case the Rama felt that the offense was so egregious that it warrants a knas. However, in a case where you just caused the person financial harm, perhaps in that case, Beis Din would not be entitled to go ahead and impose a penalty on the person. I don't know, the svara sounds a little bit interesting to me because financial harm can at times be a lot more severe than embarrassment. I don't know if this svara is true or not. Another angle you can take is a very interesting angle. It's probably not true. The Rosh HaMoysid is claiming that I shouldn't be obligated to pay for this Rebbe's loss of income in the following year, because even though if a person fires a poyel at a time when the poyel cannot find another job, the halacha would be that the Baal Bayis, the employer, would be obligated to pay the poyel's salary, or at least the salary of a poyel batel, somebody who's at least enjoying life by staying at home, which would be less than the going rate for a poyel. But if the Baal Bayis is onus, if he has no choice, if his back was against the wall, so then the Baal Bayis would not be obligated to pay the poyel because it's not his fault. Okay, so the argument can be made as follows. True, when the Baal Bayis has his back against the wall, he has no choice. He has to let go of the poyel in a manner that was unforeseen by him and unforeseeable by him, that he doesn't have to pay the poyel for the loss of income. That's true. What if the poyel, at the time that the Baal Bayis fired him, was able to get another job? And then, because of the actions of the Baal Bayis torpedoed any chances of the poyel getting another job. Perhaps in that case, the argument can be made that the Baal Bayis should have to pay the poil, because the Baal Bayis' whole excuse why he felt that he didn't have to pay the poil is because the Baal Bayis said, I'm an onus, I had no choice. In this case, you had the opportunity to rectify this terrible tragedy that's happening because of you, and help this poil find another job. Instead of doing that, you destroyed his chances. In that case, perhaps, that would sort of work together with the fact that he lost his job because of you and obligate you to pay, even if generally when a person says lashon hara about somebody else, let's say these dayanim are right, that you wouldn't have to pay the poil for his loss of income. True. But in this case, where the poil lost his job because of you, you're the one who fired him, and he still had the opportunity to find another job, and then you stop that. Perhaps in this case, that would take away the taina of einus. You wouldn't be able to taina einus anymore because you yourself contributed to the bad situation the poel finds himself in bipshia, because of something that you did knowingly and recklessly. So the pashtus says that this is not a good argument because these two things have nothing to do with each other. When you fire the poel, the poel lost his job, and that in itself wouldn't be mechayev you. Because when you fired the poel, you were an honest, you had no choice. Afterwards, your bad midas kicked in, you decided to say something bad about the poel and stop him from getting another job. These two things don't go together. If each one individually is not enough to obligate you to pay, the confluence of these two reasons would also not in any way strengthen the case of the poel. That seems to be the pashtus, and this svara would not apply. Another reason why the Baal Bayis possibly is obligated to pay is because, and this is probably the best reason, is because he probably didn't work as hard as he should have in convincing these Bachram to stay. And possibly the parents of these Bachram have no right to pull out at the last minute and cause this Rebbe to lose his job. So there may be a strong element of Pshia on the part of the Reish HaMoysid, which caused this Rebbe to lose his job, and therefore the Reish HaMoysid might have obligation to pay for at least this first year when the Rebbe doesn't have his job. And according to my Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Miller, he would be obligated to give him the job for the next year, because that would be considered the minig by moistis and yeshivas, that the Rebbe does have a certain job security, and therefore he might be able to keep his job next year. My Rebbe, Rav Shlomo, told me that the right thing to do in this case is to have him, let him get paid for this year, and the next year he keeps his job. The year after, the moistis can fire him, because these two individuals will not see peace. They're like fire and water, he said, so it's not going to work out to go all the way and say that he has to keep him forever. That's not going to work. Just keep him for one more year, and then he can let him go.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.